Lord, the loves of old, I sought for splendors fabulous and far. The curls of one were black Circean petals of poppies blown by night in the sad gardens of a sinful star. Her eyes were mystic metals, wrought with a secret told by lost archangels in their flight to women of the worlds that stray on the red verges of the nether day. Her voice was like a lulling music blown at sunset from an isle of spells across a lake of rosy nenuphar. And yet, therein, betimes I caught the chill and crystal bells that grieved and grieved alone above the fallen din of cities drowsed with revelry and sin. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Time to begin the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, here on Radio Valencia. Greetings, dear fiends. This is, once again, your irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl. And tonight, we have the usual plus something else. In this case, the prospect of visitors. The first of these has already arrived, and it is my dear friend, colleague, and golfing partner, Bishop Joey of the First Church of the Last Laugh. Bishop Joey is preparing for that annual ceremony in which we all participate. St. Stupid's Day Parade. And you should be there. Why should you participate in this? Because it is a San Francisco event, a genuine one, not co-opted by the Solons of rules, regulatory structures, and entangling permits and fees. Rather, it is an expression of the will to continue and to receive visitations from Saint Stupid. Anytime you ever do a stupid thing, and you will, dear friends, it is because he wanted it that way. But why should I speak of this when Mr. Holmes himself is with us?
Mr. Holmes.
Yes, my Holmes boy, or homeboy, whatever.
That's my AKA in the real world, in the wet world.
I didn't mean to dead name you, but what can you do? I didn't realize that the terrorists were hunting you.
Everywhere, they're listening, they're watching, they're licking, they're smelling. But I, in the spiritual realm, are Bishop R. That's wrong.
I am the bishop.
I'm the bishop. I'm Bishop Joey Seminole, and secular head of the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fastest growing snack religion, and 150% less dogmas, a lay religion, one holy day a year, and today ain't it.
No, but a forthcoming day, in about 5 days, will be it.
That's right. Actually, a 46th coming day. This will be the 46th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade.
46 years of marching.
That's right. We end on a week when April Fool's falls on a weekday, like it does this coming April 1st on Tuesday. We do a parade through the financial district on the sidewalk.
And that ought to show them.
And we had these stations of stupid where we bless the real temples of our society, the business companies, the big corporations, the Federal Reserve, the old stock exchange.
Well, we do stop at the former Pacific Stock Exchange, do we not?
That's right. So you need, so noon, Embarcadero Plaza is how it starts.
And just bring a pair of socks, that is.
So you need to bring socks for the Stock Exchange. You need to bring pennies to throw at the banker's heart.
A few trifling coins.
You need your dead lottery tickets. You do play the lottery, don't you? I mean, you're not going to win unless you play. Don't think of it as 200 million to one chances against you winning. Think of it as you spend a buck and it's 50-50 you're going to win or lose. But there's going to be some losers, so you save those losing lottery tickets like I do. And then we throw them in front of the Federal Reserve Bank. So, and then we do the leap of faith. We have the parade rest. So a lot of funny things have developed, a lot of rituals.
Funny,
Well, funny in a sense that, you know, we're making fun of the business of religion.
Funny, ha-ha, as well as funny, peculiar.
Funny, peculiar.
And the fun in funny, too, as we fling coins at that twisted, obdurate black lump known as the banker's heart.
That's just Herb Cain, columnist for the... Remember when they used to have newspapers, Doc?
Yeah, I was in Herb Cain's column.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what good did that do me? The Chronicle cheated me out of a whole bunch of money recently.
Oh, yeah, and those creeps. So Herb Cain, pretty good columnist, you know?
Yeah, he sent me a little postcard, too, saying I was going to be in the column.
Sweet guy.
He did that.
So he dubbed this black... it's about as big as a minivan, piece of marble.
It is vaguely heart-shaped.
And it sits there at the old Bank of America headquarters at Kearney in California. And that's a station of stupid that we stop at. And we duplicate, what's that Muslim rock, the kebab?
At the kebab?
The kebab where everybody goes around in circles. We go around in circles around the banker's heart. The trouble is we can't decide which way to go around. So it's a lot of, going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong... and there's also, chanting, and there's no chanting. So you will have a splendid time. Now, what do you wear to something? What does a person wear?
I'm sure they're interested in knowing that.
That's right.
Not wishing to create a fashion faux pas.
Oh, and, we will be taking pictures of everybody that shows up. Attendance will be taken, so you need to come down. So what do you wear? Don't think about it until Tuesday morning. Get up about, get up about 8:30, okay?
Yeah, you have to get up before noon to be in this gig.
And so
it's outrageous.
Get a little early. Have a slam down, several cups of coffee. Go to your closet and start putting things on. And then at exactly a quarter to 11, depending on how long you think it's going to take you, the spiritual consumer, to get to the foot of Market Street in San Francisco. Foot of Market Street, right there, near the Ferry Building, near the Valancourt Fountain, you'll see us.
You know that big tumble-down mass of junk that is famous for Bono spray painting on it? That is the Valancourt Fountain.
But we're not there. We're just a little bit south of there. So look for the crowd.
If you're anywhere near that fountain, you will hear the drum and see the crowd and be able to be drawn into the wonderful current and eddies of the march. And you may also see some familiar-looking giant dog heads on...
Doggy diner heads will be on the trailer, and will be following the parade, which is on the sidewalk, stopping at the stations is stupid, but the doggy diner head float will be on the street, and it will intersect with the sidewalk parade.
It rolls majestically on parade goes on.
That's right, and I'm going to be on it. I'm on it, again, I'm on the doggy diner trailer.
With the famous Wavy Gravy, huh?
Maybe. We're still waiting to hear from Wavy Gravy, see if he's up for it.
He's a trooper. He's been there every time, hasn't he?
He was there last year, and he was 86 or 87. Uh-huh. So we're gonna...
But he wasn't 86 from the parade.
No, he wasn't. We let him in. And so he blows bubbles and things. I'll be riding on there hitting the drum. Sister Jan will be hitting the drum. My grandson, Travis Buckley.
He's in California, eh?
He just came in last night, and he's going to lead the parade like he did last year. I couldn't walk, so I rode the doggy diner head, so my grandson wore the drum and led the crowd through the rituals. And then I waved at them as we went by. So it's so that's what you wear. Whatever you can put on, and within 15 minutes before you have to leave. You've got to leave at 10:45 or whatever time it is you figure out that it's going to take you to get to the foot of Market Street at noon on
but
Tuesday.
Don't spend all night agonizing funny costume together. That's not what it's all about.
No, it's not all about that. Because you'll see what other people are wearing and you go, yeah? Okay, so I get that. So then we're going to do the rituals. We'll make a loop. It's about an hour and 18-minute parade looping through the financial district. And there'll be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and there'll be a bunch of people. And it's going to be, it's fun, it's silly, it's irreverent,
it'll make you young. It'll add years to your life to be in the joy of participation in this truly non-monetary event.
Won't cost you, it's free. There is a free lunch. That's right. We're the first church of the last laugh, world's fastest growing snack religion, 150% less dogma.
You mean there will be some snacks in town?
Snacks. There's a full catered lunch.
Holy cow. Well, that's a
did you miss that up. Last year?
I guess I must have. Wandered off and got involved in playing some esoteric Chinese music in the park.
There you go. So you missed the free lunch. So.
I guess I did.
So come on down. You are already a member of the first church of the last laugh. You just forgot. And
Want to be a member.
Fate has brought you to this radio station tonight to be reminded, to come down and be remembered into the one pretty true church. That's right. St. Stupid said, I know, but you know, you never know. St. Stupid said, so far, so what? St. Stupid said, the closer you are, the nearer you get. And more importantly, St. Stupid said, remember,
don't forget to remember, maybe. Yeah, right. I don't know.
So you, the spiritual, so the why church? Why the first church of the last laugh? Well, we looked at the history of religion and realized that all religions are based on stupidity. You know, you got to have somebody sucker enough to believe that Bronze Age, fairy tale.
What?
That's right. That Bronze Age fairy tales, which have taken hold of a little bit too much of humanity.
But what about Samson and Delilah cutting his hair?
Eddie
Lamar and Victor Mature.
Yeah. Well, Victor Mature now.
George Sanders.
Yeah. So all religions based on stupidity, but before stupidity. See the logic. Stupidity is the base, the ground base,
the glue that holds it all together.
It's of all religions, so we are the oldest religion.
We're going to sniff that glue down at the
parade. And everybody, if you're human and in your DNA, go ahead now. You can look. Take a peek at your DNA. Just go take a peek. See, you see that little part right there?
Wiggling around.
That's stupidity. And you share that with 8 billion people. So we are the world's largest church, the oldest religion, and you, the spiritual consumer, are already a member. So come on down, noon, Tuesday, April 1st, foot of Market Street, San Francisco. Be there. There's going to be attendance taken. And bring a sign, bring a noisemaker.
And bring the spirit of fun.
Bring the spirit of fun. That's
there's
right.
No clumping along in sullen obstinacy. No. There's light skipping, dancing almost, and anything can happen.
That's
as
right.
You run into those who are not members of this particular fraternity.
That's right. That's
there's
right.
Those strange encounters between the work slaves, the salary men, and the stupidians.
And you may, when you come to the parade, you may be the beneficiary of the freshest version of the St. Stupid Chick Track.
That's right, friends. If you see me, Dr. Howland Owl, you could just walk right up to me, and I, if I have a bunch of them at the time, will hand you one of these exciting tracks, which will convert you forever to being a member of the First Church of the Last Day.
It explains completely down the core essence of its philosophical and ramificational being that what you are about to receive is a gift. It's a miracle. It's free.
Yes, it's a pearl of great price. No costume jewelry. So, be part of San Francisco history. Don't sit around feeling sorry for yourself. Why give up sitting alone in your room? Come, hear the music play and be there on St. Stupid's Day.
And who knows who will show up? Who knows what famous people will show up?
Famous people have been in it before.
That's right. We've had when the April 1st falls on a weekend, we go through the North Beach, start at the Pointy Building, go up Columbus Avenue, and either go to Washington Square or Joe DiMaggio Playground for a mini service where we have a 2.5 minute talent contest and bands and stories.
You see, once people start having fun, they just kind of don't want to stop, and they will continue the event.
And so back in about 86 was the year I was arrested. I think it was 87. It was a weekend, and Ken Kesey was in town. The late, great Ken Kesey, along with his buddy Ken Babbs, had come into San Francisco for a benefit for Jack Kerouac's daughter. And Are We Really, who is one of the principal saints of our church, helped arrange Ken Kesey and Ken Babbs to drive their giant Cadillac as part of our parade through North Beach. And then we went to the park, and we had the doggy set up, and we had a band set up right in Washington Square Park, and we asked the perennial question, what is Benjamin Franklin doing in Washington Square Park? And Ken Kesey took the microphone and did a thing called the bong gong, and he had everybody hold hands, squat down, take 10 deep breaths, and stand up and yell, so hyperventilating. And, you know, it's a little, it's a cheap high.
Works.
It works, but
I introduced him.
That's right. But Meryl, she fell over and broke her nose because she wasn't holding on to somebody, because you kind of pass out.
Oh, dear. That's so hard on the nose.
So Ken Kesey, he was there. Who is what? We have Wavy Gravy shows up a lot. Paul Krasner showed up one time. We had Hal Robbins. He shows up.
I've been known to.
And it's a memorable event that you will be able to, you know, tell your grandchildren about, and they'll look at you and go, what?
What the hell are you talking about, boy?
So, yeah, and we try to make, non-denominational mockery church. We mock everybody, including ourselves. But we're about the business of religion and the religion of business and stuff like that. So it's got roots back in the Feast of Fools festivals back in medieval Europe.
It's got
roots in China with Sun Wukong, alias the Monkey King. It's got
the
roots.
The Son of Kong,
India. In India, they do a thing called Holi, H-O-L-I.
Do they throw water at each other?
Yes, colored water and colored powders. It's a wild thing. And there's these festivals in the mountains of Romania where people dress up in these just unbelievable costumes. Like,
many countries have a water throwing day.
Yes.
And I read an account somewhere of some British official who was outraged that people were throwing water on him, but he got into it.
That's right. Yeah, so we have our rituals. So it's pennies, socks, and lottery tickets. Bring your leaping shoes, because we will do the leap of faith.
We'll That's right.
Test the holy lug nuts.
Make sure
San Francisco
that we have gravity as well as comedy.
That's right. And it's down by the Bare Butt Mechanics.
The Mechanics Institute statue of those heroic individuals struggling to cover their embarrassment as they repair the machinery.
That's right. We'll have the doggy diner heads looping through the financial district.
You may feel a strange craving for a hot dog.
That's right. So, yeah, it's colorful, it's silly, it's funny, it's right up your alley.
That's right.
The spiritual consumer needs something like this. Because we're the only church that dares to tell you the truth, right, Hal?
Absolutely.
That's right. Go ahead. Ask me, Hal, ask me what happens after we die.
All right. Here's the pitch, and I'm going to wind up, and I'm going to lay it on you. So, Bishop Joey.
Yes.
What happens to us after we die?
No idea. Got no idea. Say, tell the truth. Okay. Ask me, what's the purpose of life?
All right. That's when I get in my act a lot, but I'll ask you for a change. What is the purpose of life?
Got no idea. We dare to tell you the truth. Okay. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't fluff it up.
And unlike my act, you're not required to give an answer of some kind.
That's right. So, it's your kind of church. You know, you've been looking for something like this. You may have been brought up that way. You may have been brought up the other way. You may have been brought up the other way.
Suggested from a church audience only.
But now it's time for you to strike out on your own and join us.
That's right. Why conform to society's burdensome morals, rules, and laws when you can be part of a splinter group which gets under the skin society?
That's right.
And works its way deeper and deeper.
Oh, and we have a song, actually, a rap song. I can play for you.
Yeah, let's hear. Is this that wonderful group, the Stupeds?
No, this is Stupid. This is me and Sister Janet, Sister Jane, and this is you're gonna hear it.
All right, let's hear that rap song now.
Just never know at this hour what's going on.
Come on, caller, call in.
It's a coming, folks.
Yeah, it's coming. Special caller.
You're gonna hear it, and when you do, you can't unhear it.
Special caller, special ed.
We're looking for you.
Special ed. You.
Come on. All right, let's hear that rap song.
It's coming, folks. Yeah.
Is it coming? It's not leaking through the walls of the Frisky Disco next door.
Here we go. I said, here we go.
Wow.
The first church of the last laugh reading for the day is from the Book of the Holy Yoke, chapter 3, verse 4, paragraph 6.
The yoke's on you.
Line 7, phrase 1, word 8, where it is said that he said nothing. So saith Saint Stupid.
Stupid?
Stupid was a saint about 4'3", a little known fool of the deities. He had a broken halo, although some said it could have been a fly buzz around his head.
Saint Stupid.
Saint what?
Saint Stupid.
Saint what?
Saint Stupid.
I say, huh? Every April 1st at the hour of noon, we danced down the streets by the light of the moon. Do the sock exchange, bust the banks a bunch, and we all looked stupid for the fast free lunch. Now down to the pages of history, the patron saint of you and me, of civilization and parking meters too. You know that it's funny and you know that it's true.
Say stupid.
Say who?
Say stupid.
I say what?
Say stupid.
I say who? Huh?
Excuse me, Bishop. Was that it? Are you done?
Yeah, we're done.
Boy, was that stupid.
Stupid?
Of all the parades that we have done, the Rose, the Orange, the Washington, the Pasadena Duna, the 49er Romp, best of all, the same stupid stuff.
Say stupid.
Say who?
Say stupid.
I said what?
What?
Say stupid.
Say bet.
Because you are the new guest.
The 1st of April, some do say, is set aside for All Fool's Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do know. I know, but you never know.
about it.
Well, that's remarkable. And there goes the parade, winding away into history. Astonishing.
That's right.
It's still happening.
That's right. After 46 years of
arrest. But it needs one thing.
What does it need?
It needs you.
You.
The marcher.
The spiritual consumer.
That's correct. And, this is planned to a certain degree, but beyond that, we have no idea how it's going to turn out. What will happen?
No idea. The surprise is everything. There is a rough structure, a rough format, a thing to hang the chance encounters on, the rituals. Okay, you follow the drum, and but who knows what will happen? And it may rain. It may rain.
Yes, what about that, Bishop Joey? I heard there's some chance of damp weather.
There's
damp
chance. There's a chance, and then there's not a chance. And then you look at your weather thing again, and it says, no, it's okay. But we've paraded in the rain.
That's right.
Three times we've had parades in the rain.
And it's
some fun. It's some fun to splash through the streets of financial
district. Monday, it's going to rain, but maybe Tuesday, it doesn't know whether it's going to rain.
It hasn't made up its mind yet. So be ready for either. Be ready for rain. Be ready for no rain.
Be ready for action. Be ready for fun. Be ready for the St. Stupid's Day parade.
Number 46. That's right. Bring your pennies for the throw at the banker's heart. Bring your socks for the stock exchange.
Sock
exchange.
Yeah.
Bring your dead lottery tickets. You do play at the lottery, don't you? Don't you play at the lottery? I mean, Lightning Hopkins, famous blues player, said, I play craps every day. Because I might be walking around lucky and not know it. So I try to play like a buck a day, just a dollar. He said it was like a fourth of a cup of coffee. And get the ticket, put it in my wallet, and then I throw them on the desk. And then every once in a while I'll run them through the little thing, a little app, and look and see if I want anything. And if I didn't, I just tear the thing and put it in a bag and save it for the Federal Reserve Bank. We thank the Federal Reserve, an unelected financial institution that has turned our economy from whatever it was before to a casino economy. So,
yes.
Play. Don't think of it as 200 million to one. Think of it as 50-50. You're going to win.
Well, didn't some woman just win more than $1 billion?
Yep. People have been winning huge amounts of money, and it could be you. And then,
like the president says, you're going to get tired of winning.
Tired of winning. But if you win, then you. Well, if you follow the church's advice and you win, then you are obligated to donate from your winnings
to tithe
9%, not 10% tithing like all the other cheap religions. We're 9%. We undercut the competition. So you win $1 billion, you give us 9%. You give the First Church of the Last Laugh 9%, and the deal's done.
Even with the 9%, if you win that much, we could all end up in a vacation land paradise.
I'd buy a senator, I think.
Mm-hmm. You like any in particular?
None. none around. Hmm. Not any. Nope. Never done forget. Okay. Yeah.
And here we are at the service for the first two days.
My name.
Nobody else talks about that.
And not the
Las Vegas Chorus Girl chapter of the first.
Oh, that's right. Chorus Girl Beach. The First Church of the Last Laugh has connections in Reno with some of the Chorus Girl groups, and they have to go to a special beach on Pyramid Lake.
Because of the sun. On the beach.
So they have to have a nice tan. So they go to this place that nobody knows. It's a secret beach. Chorus Girl Beach, that's right. And we at the First Church of the Last Laugh have managed to get the map of just where it exactly is. So if you come out to the 46th Annual St. Stupid's Day Parade and answer the questions properly, you may win that map to Chorus Girl Beach.
Yes, you could end up reclining in the sun next to a long-legged chorus girl who is slumming. That is to say, not doing anything employment-related, just enjoyment-related.
That's right, just tanning that wonderful, lengthy flesh. So,
and that could be you.
That could be you. So come on down. Come on down. Tuesday, noon, April 1st.
Tuesday, San Francisco.
That's right. Come on down to the foot of Market Street.
And ask me for a free comic book, and I just might give you one if you see me. But I'm not the only one giving them out. You have a very good chance of getting one.
That's right.
It's fresh from the printer. You can smell the just dried ink on it.
Anybody wants to hear you, don't come on like, well, hello.
That's puzzling evidence.
Yes.
Puzzling evidence will be there, of course.
He will, yes. I don't know if he'll be filming it, though. He always used to be.
Yeah, he's put a lot up. Go to YouTube and punch in St. Stupid's Day Parade.
You'll be watching his videos.
A lot of his videos. A lot of history of the parade on YouTube. And so it's also kind of related to the Church of the Subgenius.
Yes, we are sort of yoked together in the same yoke with the Church of the Subgenius and the First Church of the Last Lab.
They were both born in 1979, the Church of the Subgenius in Dallas, Texas, and St. Stupid's Day in San Francisco. Now,
that's right.
What alignment of planets, you know, allowed for the birth of two highly successful bogus religions on the same year?
There was something in the air, trembling, imminent, waiting to be born.
I think so. So it's kind of quite a spectacle to see the forces show up and demonstrate just what they're about. You know,
there may be some quasi-political signs. Who knows?
Who knows? Or So make a sign. Wear a costume. Oh, and if you're a nudist, buzz off. No costume is no costume.
Yeah, that's right. Although we do like the half nudist has a half a costume.
That's very funny. Yeah, you got to get into the spirit of it.
That's right.
Just stand around with your junk hanging out.
Right. Those folks aren't that fine. They take it too seriously.
I know.
When he was shot.
So we're going to be having some fun on Tuesday, April 1st, for the 46th time, rain and or shine. So come on down.
Come on down.
Good God.
Say, Bishop Joey, I know this is the main item on your agenda, but aren't there some other things coming up that you might want to tell the listeners about?
Oh, that's right. So I work a lot in Alameda. You know, remember Alameda?
It's across that bridge.
It's across that estuary, and there's a place called Rhythmics Cultural Works, and I've been working with them for a number of years doing these historical theatrical events called Well, this one's called Rising Seas. Alameda, it's an island, so they're thinking about, hey, and then, you know, they're believing that maybe we should maybe get ready for climate change, which includes rising seas. There are islands disappearing, and Alameda being an island, they're going, well, maybe we should think about it. So they have a little resiliency program, and so we are doing a theatrical presentation to the public, free, outdoors. First one's May 31st, and it'll be on at the Seaplane Lagoon on the old naval base.
Seaplane Lagoon, eh? That's where the China Clipper used to land?
That's right. China Clipper used to land there, and the Mars, Filipino Mars, landed there just a few weeks ago, headed for a museum, headed down from the Seattle area and headed to Phoenix. Yeah, seaplane landing in Phoenix.
I guess they must have found a puddle somewhere.
They did.
Touchdown.
So we're going to be doing a show, and I'm going to be writing and performing in it.
Around what time would that be? I mean, what date would it be?
May 31st.
Wow, you know specifically.
Yes, and it'll be like about 2 in the afternoon. Now, you can go to rhythmics.org, Rhythmics Cultural Works, and it's Rhythmics. And you can see more information about rising seas. There's a number of them. First one's going to be the 31st, then another one in June, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Hey, check out Alameda. Alameda's got a quite a nice charm to it.
Yes, it does. You just have to cross that bridge.
That's right. So I'm doing that. And what else am I doing?
God. Well, I thought you had a couple of irons in the fire.
Well, not so much irons as old socks. You know, I'm up 79 and a half, and I'm starting to slow down a little bit, which is why I'm going to ride the Doggy Diner float for the parade.
Well, as long as it's there.
Hell yeah. And going through my archive. Oh, yeah. Going through my archive. So I had to empty my garage. Fix the garage.
And what did you find in there?
A lot of posters. I've got 50 years of showbiz posters. Local, national, international, political, dance, music, oddball stuff. Some of it pristine things, posters. Some of them ripped off somebody else's wall. But I got a collection of posters that I'm looking to put up somewhere. Rhythmix Cultural Works, you'd think I'd be able to use their gallery because I'm married to the owner, you know.
So yeah, you'd don't think, you get some perks?
You think? No, she said no. She said no. She.
Why does she want? Doesn't want those tatty old posters there?
So I'm looking for either another gallery or a room or a wall out in the world, a wall that I can either, you know, wheat paste them or.
Yeah, but surely somebody would enjoy putting up these mementos of everything that's happened for so many decades.
That's right.
In the city.
50 years.
What about city lights? What about...
something like that. So, well, we're looking for that space. We're looking for, you know,
that's
a gallery,
right.
You know, somebody's room.
Perhaps you might be the one to host these incredible pictures.
I've got 1,000. I mean, I'm sure I've got 1,000 posters of all sizes, races, and creeds. So, looking for that place. And let me know. You can call Rhythmix Cultural Works up. Get a hold of me under my name, Ed Holmes. Or you can, you know, just yell it into the street and hope that I hear it.
Well, it'll take you back in time to when these things were fresh and new and just happening. I think you've even got a Night of Slack poster, isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what about the Epizootus Telethon?
Got
that
too.
Does that have a poster?
Epizootus Telethon,
all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Church, First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 150% less dogmas, a light religion, one whole day a year today, and it has put on some benefits. We use the old cell space. We use Ashkenaz over them in Berkeley. What was the place we did the Epizootus? Was the... San Francisco, and I'm
I remember how you know, you had to go through the car to
the
get
limousine,
in.
That's right.
Yeah. But what was that spot?
Not the lab.
Well, so many venues have come and gone. I can hardly remember all of them.
Yeah, the Epizootus Telethon was, you know, to raising money for, you know, the scourge of it's not a scourge, it's just annoying.
Well, yes, but there are sufferers from Epizootus, and we're raising money to let them see that it is possible to raise
money. That's right. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe soon we'll have another giant, probably before a weekend. Right?
Didn't we have the Epizootus poster child there at that time?
Oh, we did, yes.
Yes. I wonder what ever happened to her. Came a Miss Columbia or something like that. Well, are you saying there's going to be another Epizootus Telethon?
The perfect timing is when April 1st is on a weekend. And so, like, if it's on a Saturday, we'll have it the night before. If it's on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday before. So
then. Yes, you'll have a captive audience that you can hector and say, what are you doing here without pledging to come down and plant one foot in front of the other in the St. Stupid State Parade?
That's right. So, if you get yourself down to the Embarcadero Plaza, noon, Tuesday, April 1st.
Come a little before noon because it's enjoyable just to stand around and yak with the crowd, to hear the drum, to see the sunshine, or in this case, maybe a few drops of rain, and the incredulous stares of confused people who have no idea what is happening.
And then you can sign up. You can get on the mailing list, which is...
Sign up, and be a member.
That's right.
Forever.
Forever. Because you're already a member.
Yes, that's right. It's like the Masons or the Communist Party. You can't unjoin. Once you're a member of the First Church of the Last Laugh, well, the word first is certainly indicative of what's ahead for
that's right.
you.
That's right.
And get a free comic book. And a free lunch. And live a little.
That's right.
Come out of your cubicle. Get out of your doldrums, your slump. Enjoy breathing a free air of heaven, slightly ameliorated by auto exhaust, as you trudge along with a smile on your lips and a song in your heart.
And shoes on your feet. Everybody's got to wear
shoes. Ideally. Yeah. Well, the naked people, even they wear shoes, don't
even they?
Wear shoes. Well, who wants to shuffle along in the hypodermic needles and broken glass? I mean, they... shoes.
Shoes.
A good
yes.
idea. It's good. Be shod for Saint Stupid.
And children, children are allowed in. I mean,
in the kiddie area.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun seeing these adults dressed up in weird costumes, silly business throwing pennies and socks. Is that it's very silly to see adults acting stupid.
But maybe a kind of a relief, because kids are often, they don't know whether what they're doing is right or wrong or approved or not. And my God, look at these people just letting themselves go.
It'll be therapy. It's therapy for you. You need some therapy, right? You
know? Yeah.
And this is the kind of therapy. This is like community therapy. It's all together. We're all together now. And come on down. Tuesday, April 1st, noon, Embarcadero Plaza.
Now, besides puzzling evidence, did anybody else ever film or video these proceedings?
Yes, there's a number of people that go to YouTube. Right now. What are you doing right now? You're listening to this?
Get on that YouTube.
Get YouTube. Call up YouTube. Okay, type in Saint
Stupid
Parade.
Stay. Parade.
Back up. No, you misspelled parade.
P-A-R-A-D-E.
And there you are.
Doofus.
Okay, now, there you are. You got history of many, many years right there for many people. Puzzling Evidence has the most of them, but there's other people, too, that have done their version. Some of them very slick, some of them very unslick.
And I remember watching local TV shows where TV news anchors speak in passing of the parade.
That's right, we've had...
That certainly looks stupid to me.
We had balloons one year, and one of the newscasters, and I, to her friend, her co-newscaster,
and I brought you a balloon.
They didn't know it was filled with nitrous oxide.
That ought to teach them
church air.
Yes. Where the air is so rare up there. Yes, it's a veritable carnival of fun here in San Francisco. You can take part in this absolutely free event and recall it and tell everyone you know about it over and over again for the rest of your life.
We had a tabernacle we took to Burning Man a few times.
That's right. I was there for that.
That was a wonderful thing.
The tabernacle of... we had the paintings representing the stations.
Stupid. That's right.
There.
Beautiful ceiling paintings.
Really? Nice ones.
Revival tent. We did it a couple times out at Burning Man. We did it at one of the decompressions. I had a lot of fun with that. It fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie the man.
Yes, I have to have some art ready for them by the 20th of April.
What are you doing?
Hope I get it done.
What do you
got to
do?
The cover of What, Where, When.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the back cover, and the spine, and interior art, and all sorts of stuff.
Well, what are you doing here? You should be at work.
I know. Well, I'll spend whatever time I've got doing it, as long as I can bring in something to show them. That'll be the important thing.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Doctor, yeah, if you have not been exposed to Dr. Hal's drawings, his cartoons, his art. You've been missing something. So come on down to the parade.
Yeah, you can see it in this little book, which is just the same size as a Jack T. Chick track. Easy to stash somewhere about your person, or to leave in a bus station restroom or someplace even more sleazy for some person to pick up and have his day or her day totally transformed.
Why don't you tell us about Jack Chick, Dr. Hal?
Well, I'll tell about Jack Chick, but, you know, I submitted the contents of the booklet itself to Mineshaft magazine, and I got a chilly letter from the editor saying, we don't want to run anything on Jack T. Chick. And I thought, huh? This isn't about Jack T. Chick. It uses the format that he created, as many others have done. Great cartoonists like Charles Burns have been influenced by Chick, and there have been some wonderful parody tracts printed. I myself have drawn them, but I think I might try to resubmit and say, hey, you aren't paying attention. This isn't about Chick. There's nothing about that poisonous version of fundamentalist Christianity that Chick espouses in these little books, but on the other hand, we in the cartooning trade tend to think of Mr. Chick as a sort of underground cartoonist himself.
Absolutely.
He's publishing these things, and they're often strangely entertaining, where cartoony devils exult at souls burning in hell and so forth. So it certainly is a ripe field for exploitation, but we are simply using Mr. Chick's format to show there's more than one religion that can take people in with comic books and silly gags and utterly convert them, because it's a great method, the Picto method.
Method. That's right.
Now, Jack Chick was in Chino, California, and he's no longer among the living, but his faithful followers are still turning out the Chick tracks. However, they're not as good as his sort of 1950s style of cartooning that he would do, that scratchy style. Then he got another guy who was very good at the realistic style.
Right.
He may still be around. A few years ago, there was a movie called God's Cartoonist, and that movie, in which I make a brief appearance, is all about Chick, and not only about him, but about the strange weirdos who clustered around him and eventually appeared in the comic books themselves, like Alberto, the renegade Catholic priest, former Catholic priest, you know. The other guy, Reverend Dan, who passes out tracts, and society women say, how dare you try to give me this horrible thing? I'm trying to save your soul, ma'am. These wonderful, you know, these people are actually, you wouldn't want to be in a room with them, but it's funny to see their exploits chronicled so faithfully by Chick. Another thing about Chick is he has comics which disparage all other religions, but he is. And there's one anti-Hindu one, you know, where the goddess Kali appears riding on a bloodthirsty tiger and disembowels, and it actually, he believes it. He believes all the other gods actually exist, but of course they're not gods, they're demons. The only god, well, as Yul Brynner said in the Ten Commandments, his god is God. You remember that line?
Yes.
So that's the way it is for Mr. Chick. And that's bad for the Catholics, too, because they are the Antichrist, according to Chick. He hates evolution. He hates science. He hates free love. He hates Saturday Night Live. He hates Steve Martin. The many things that he hates fill an enormous stack of highly collectible Chick comic books. And there have been several books about all of the comic books and how you can collect them, including a collector's checklist type of book, which is extremely entertaining. But I did the cover for that one, too.
How many Chick tracks have been produced so far?
Boy, I don't know, but I've got in my bathroom, I've got a stack,
It's
You know, they're only 24 pages. They're these little things, but they have, some of them have interesting stories. Others have saccharine, sickeningly sweet stories about little kids saving each other from, you know, those I find the hardest to take.
Timmy.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, I know somebody who died so that you won't go to hell.
Gosh, who was that?
Once you read enough of them, they kind of write themselves.
That's right. Yep. And he used to leave these things, and they still do, at like truck stops everywhere, laundromats.
And sometimes in the comics themselves, there's some person who's having a terrible time, and some little girl slips a Chick Tract into their pocket, and later where they're in jail, you know, they pull it out, what the hell is this? And they read it and get converted, and they get down on their knees,
it's not
bowing
too late.
And countdowning.
It's not too late.
And then there's usually a final panel which shows at the end of time this huge, faceless, 200-foot Jesus sitting in a white, glowing throne, judges the quick and the dead, that's you, at the last judgment, and there's a suspicious cave-like opening at one end of the hall with smoke coming out. And that's probably where you're going to go, because in one of those tracts I read that everybody who goes there is guilty anyway. It's just a formality. Chick himself said that. No, you have to perform this genuflection to Jesus, and then it doesn't matter how bad you are, how much you hurt people, whatever you do, as long as you admit that you're a sinner, then all your sins are washed away by the type B blood plasma of Jesus Christ. Like in the movie Ben-Hur, you know, Jesus is on the cross, and it rains, and it shows all the blood is washing down, and it washes over the whole world, and pretty soon Ben-Hur's mother and sister are cured of leprosy.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
It was in the silent version, too.
Oh, nice.
Of course, nothing beats the greatest story ever told. You remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Well, there... I believe it's Jeffrey Hunter on the cross. It's preposterous, blue-eyed Protestant Jesus. You know, he's up there suffering.
An American, too.
Well, he's up there. It's on Golgotha, and the camera pans down from his contorted body down the cross, and there at the bottom, dressed in full Roman centurion armor, is John Wayne. His only line in the movie where he says, "This truly was the Son of God." What a moment that is.
Oh, I'm looking for that.
Yeah. It's one of those movie-going moments.
Okay. The First Church of the Last Laugh stands to show the light of truth and wonder and kindness and funny business.
And unlike those other religions, you're off the hook.
That's right. Yeah.
You're not going to any bad place. It's worse than where you are now. You're going to enjoy life and realize you can't always do the right thing.
That's right. Because Saint Stupid is a little-known saint. 4'2", 4'3", patron saint of civilizations and parking meters. I bet you didn't know that. You're not Catholic, are you? I didn't think
so. He's in the comic.
That's right. So you're going to have the stupid... You're going to do stupidity. I mean, like I said, because you're in the church, because in your human DNA is stupidity, which is the thing you share with 8 billion people. So it's unavoidable. We don't meet on April Fool's Day and do the St. Stupid Drape Parade to celebrate stupidity. We just give an homage to it and hope it stays away for the rest of the year. And so as the spiritual consumer, you're going to do something stupid. And what you do, you beat yourself up to it. You blame yourself. No. You just say, I had a visitation.
From St. Stupid.
From St. Stupid. It's not my fault. So we give you a two-dimensional spiritual scapegoat free. That's right.
You see, this is not attached to any kind of transactional monetary system.
Not at all.
This is a matter of love and freedom.
That's right, yeah.
And shoe leather on the sidewalk.
That's right. Because the church gives and gives and it gives some more. And then when it's through giving, it goes and gets some more to give. Because it thinks about you, the spiritual consumer, and what it is that it thinks you need.
And it picks up momentum, too, as it rolls along.
That's right.
You never know who will be reached by it. It could be anyone. It could be people you would never think could be redeemed, but it's funny. There are many ways, and this is surely one of them.
That's right. There'll be a crowd of people, all ages, all colors, all non-denominations, having the time of their April 1st.
And many people meet who have not seen each other for a long time.
We've had people meet, get married, have kids, and bring their kids.
It's true. Well, of course, your own grandson took charge of the parade 1 year, and
that's
he did a fantastic job. It's plain he's got it in his genes.
Well, he did. So he's a student in New York City at Columbia University, of all places. And last year, well, he was in New School last year, he put on a St. Stupid's Day parade on Wall Street. And gathered about a dozen and a half crazy people and did some rituals in New York City. That was 2 years ago. Last year I brought him out because I was I needed some help. I needed somebody to lead the parade on the sidewalk to do the rituals while I rode in luxury on the Doggy Diner Head trailer. So come on down and see it.
How much room is there on that Doggy Diner trailer? Oh, I guess I can do that, Mark. I've done it many times, even though one grows creaky with age.
Keep an eye on the trailer. Yeah, there might be room for you. Yeah, we'll make, Hal, we'll make room for you. I'll throw my wife off.
Mr. John Law, who generally shepherds that trailer, will not be present because of another commitment, but the heads will roll just the same.
That's right. That's right. If you haven't seen the Doggy Diner movie, the Head Trip movie, you're missing something else.
Where it was been? Improved. It was recently improved. I think it's much better now than it used to be.
How can we get a DVD of it?
Well, I'd have to ask Mr. Law. You gave me a DVD, but I don't believe it is the most recent.
No, it's not the most recent. I'll talk to John Law when he comes back into town and see if I can get and then I can burn some off.
That's right, because it is fun, and it describes a fun event. Boy, you were on that bus, weren't you?
That's right. Was that 2003 or something?
God, so long ago.
Yeah, the Doggy Diners were invited to New York City to CBGB's when it was still open to
right.
do a West Coast festival. That CBGB's.
It was good to perform there in their last days.
That's right.
And say, no, CBGB's, I did a thing there.
So the cycle side bus is a great old 1950s bus with lots of crazy bicycles on top. Was the transportation hauling the three Doggy Diners across the country to New York City?
Some of the trouble spots like Texas and Arkansas.
And things were tense because it was 2003. There's more war.